Good morning, everybody. Welcome to A Song and a Bible Reading. It's a fine Tuesday morning. Clear, nice temperatures, a little breezy, but that's par normal for Oklahoma, I am finding out. So it's quite a day today. It is the big day of the sale. So we're having a dispersal sale. Almost everything in the last 2 days, I guess, we hauled over to the sale barn, to our local sale barn in Shakota, Oklahoma. And these cattle that my father-in-law has worked for years and years to get just how he wants them, and genetically and every other way, they're being put up for sale. And so I'm sure it's a huge day for him and for all of us. And so that's what we're going to be doing later on, and that's what we've been preparing for the last 2 months. And so this is the day when we see if it'll be all worthwhile. So I'd appreciate it if you keep the whole situation in your prayers. No doubt we're going to come home with some, depending on prices. But if things go well, we're not going to have much cattle left, at least right now. So pray for that. Pray for direction for our family in the coming months. And yeah, but I'm glad that you can be here to share a little bit of time before the festivities start. You know, we just want a closer walk with Jesus. He's the one who's going to keep us in the hollow of God's hand and in His perfect will. We hear a lot of talk about, well, God is this, God is that. I believe God, but without going through His Son, Jesus Christ, we have no access to God. We can't know God. We can't see God. So it's important that we walk close to Jesus and allow Him to forgive us of our sins, allow Him to give us of His Holy Spirit so that we can walk rightly before Him and be of some use in the kingdom of God. I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. That's what we want. When we're close to Jesus, we are close to God and close to His will. We really don't have to worry about how things turn out. It's a way that we can obey. It's the only way that we can really obey the things that we've been asked to do, walk in the way that we've been asked to go, is to stick close to Jesus, our elder brother, our guide, our confidant, our counselor. He's everything. He's our all in all. And we want to walk closer with Him. And I'm so glad that we can encourage one another in that, because that is what the Scriptures say we ought to do. It says, while it is still today, we should admonish one another, uplift one another, so that our hearts aren't hardened. And so thank you for spending this time. We, I think, are continuing on in John 7. And I kind of think that we ended on verse 31. So I'm going to start on verse 32 and finish off the chapter, Lord willing. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you sent your only Son so that we could have someone that we could walk close with. Lord, so we can have someone to wipe away our sins and allow us to have a relationship with you. Thank you for Jesus, who is loving and kind, full of grace and truth, one that we can really identify with, one who went through the things that we went through, a faithful high priest, concerning all these things. So thank you for Jesus, and thank you that we have access to you through him. Lord, bless the reading of your word today. I just pray that your spirit would flow forth to each and every one that's watching and listening. Lord, I pray that you would touch them by your spirit. Lord, that you would comfort, that you would bring peace, that you'd bring healing. Lord, that you'd bring guidance, that you'd bring resolution. Whatever it is, Lord, we know that all things are answered in that one lovely name of Jesus. So thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. So verse 32. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things against him, and the Pharisees and the chief officers sent officers to take him. Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither you cannot come. Then said the Jews amongst themselves, Whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this, that he said, Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither you cannot come? In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Oh, wonderful. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, Of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But some said, Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. A little bit of misinformation, right? And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Nicodemus saith unto them, He that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, Doth our law judge any man before it hear him, and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee arises no prophet. And every man went unto his own house. Yes, quite a discussion amongst the scribes and the Pharisees, and trying to figure out who this guy was. And really, it was only those that drew close to him, got to know him. And what a wonderful, what a wonderful thing. And we can do the same thing day by day. He may not be here in the flesh as he was then, but But he is here now in our midst, in you, hopefully in me. And we can look at the Christ in one another. Because he says when he descended up on high, he gave gifts unto men. He dispersed of himself to each and every one. And to each one he gave a measure of faith. And we need to day by day feed that Christ within us. We do that by reading his word. We do that by acknowledging him and his presence in our lives, by giving him our praise and our worship, by giving him of our resources, of our time. We feed that Christ man. And we try to starve out that old guy who wants to cause us problems. And we have the Holy Spirit to help us with that. And that's my prayer for you today, is that we'd all allow the Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts, our actions, our words, so that we can be faithful ambassadors for the kingdom, for the coming kingdom of God on the earth. It's exciting times, people. There's wars, rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, terrors all around the world. And so we know the signs are there. And we know that these things are coming. But we also know that he has a people who he's gathering together, and that he's going to fill. And it's going to be a wonderful thing. So do your part today. Brighten the corner where you are. And Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Hey, I am not sure about a live stream for tonight. I don't know how things are going to go with the sale and whether we'll be busy after the sale. So no guarantees about that. But in the meantime, hey, go to our YouTube channel. Look up some songs. Watch them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We had a message on our YouTube last night that one lady said, Judy said, well, it was about 12 o'clock midnight and about to go to bed, and I thought, oh, I'll just listen to a couple songs, obviously on YouTube. And then she ended up listening to more and more and more and more. Well, we love to hear that. And we love to hear that you are blessed and uplifted by our music and our family. That makes me feel real good, and it gives me praise to God. And so we're thankful that he can be lifted up in that way. And so we appreciate that. So hopefully, Judy, you did get some sleep. So hopefully all of you, go to our YouTube channel and just binge, watch. I think there's going to be lots of things on there that you would like to see. We have old videos from when the kids were young. We have podcasts that let you know a little bit more about our family. And then, of course, we have more recent songs of our family. And then, of course, there's our Walking with Jesus, where this is going to be on. What else can I tell you? If you are interested in supporting what our family does here on the ranch, cowless for a little while, and the work that we do with our haying and business and music, if you'd like to know more about that, you go to our VIP page at AmundsonFamilyMusic.com, push on the blue button that says Become a VIP Member, and for as low as $5 a month, you can get in on all the things that our VIP members see, live shots of us, concert shots, behind the scenes things that we do day by day, videos, pictures. We'd love to have you, and I think you'd be blessed by it, and we'd definitely be blessed by your contributions. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. And again, pray for our sale today, that things would go just according to God's wonderful plan. Thank you. Take care.